Hi, this is Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with Jamie Chaney, Democrat running for Congress in New York's 19th District. Jamie, let me start with asking you about a topic that's on many people's minds, and that's climate change. What could we or should we be doing?
We should be doing a lot. Climate change is an existential threat. I have three young boys. And I think, like every parent, we're wondering about the world that we're leaving to our children. I'm optimistic that climate will be addressed in reconciliation. And what I'm particularly excited about, no one knows what it will look like until it is passed. But in the version that we saw last week, there was significant funding specifically for sustainable farming practices. Which is funding that we need here in the 19th, funding that I am looking forward to fighting to make sure arrives right here on the ground. And what I'm alluding to is the fact that climate is a very, very real issue for everyone in this district, whether or not they choose to use the word climate. I am struck across this geographically large district how much we are all united by our sense of place and love and reliance on the physical spaces that we exist in. And I allude both to our agricultural community, also to the ski resorts scattered among the Catskills, which just had a season that almost forced a couple of them to close, and also to our small urban centers, many of whom are populated by families who have specifically chosen to be there because it gives them an urban lifestyle close to very, very open spaces. Additionally, when we look at Binghamton, which can feel far away from where we are in the Hudson Valley, it is an urban community, some of the poorest sections of which have been besieged by flooding and by the costs that then impact families, whether that's the need to rebuild a portion of their home or flood insurance that they simply can't afford. But across all of the sectors that I just mentioned, we're using different language. We're using language over concern about budget because my flood insurance premium went up. We're using language, and we often hear this in the Hudson Valley. I'm sure you're aware, Alan, that 2 years ago, we only got one cut of hay here in the Hudson Valley, where we've almost always gotten two because we had such torrential rains in August. So we'll hear a lot about the darn rain. And then we'll hear the word climate from other sectors, from our Catskills businesses, will hear about the winter that it rained instead of snowed. These are all different ways of saying that what we in this district are so deeply concerned about is weather stability and a predictability in physical space that we can trust in the world that we leave for our children. I think the 19th could be a leader in how we shift our language around climate. I'm distraught, I think, like many of us, that the word climate has become so politicized, but I'm heartened to hear that every sector of this district is alluding to the need to focus on climate in their own words, and we are going to take that wider range of language and use it to pull more people to the table.
Jamie Chaney,
to build alignment around climate.
Jamie Chaney, we're running out of time. We have about 5 minutes more. I want to ask you a whole bunch of questions, and then that's it. What would you do about Russia's invasion of Ukraine?
So, you know, Alan, not something I'm hearing when I'm on the doors, and I want to highlight that. So, well, I'm going to touch on your answer to the question. I think what I'm going to do is make sure that working families here in this district have what they need to be successful and to make ends meet in their family budgets. I will say that I am of a generation that grew up learning that our responsibility as Americans was to be a leader worldwide for democracy. And I know that there was a deviation from that narrative during the term of our last president. And I was heartened to see the outpouring of support for the Ukraine, both in terms of obviously direct aid, but also on the ground. Communities here, communities from my own children to many of, you know, communities within our larger New York 19 community who took it as their personal responsibility to support a country that was at the forefront of fighting for democracy. That being said, I think that the aid package that was provided is where I'm comfortable. I am I am the daughter of a veteran. I'm very, very aware of the very real impact that putting troops on the ground has on families here in the 19th. My campaign manager's husband is actually currently deployed as well. So I hear every day about that impact. And I think that unless one of our NATO allies is attacked, we do need to avoid an instance of putting troops on the ground because of the very real impact for families.
We're down to the last about 3.5 minutes, so I want to ask you about the Supreme Court ruling overturning New York's gun law, and I want to add to that. Do you support efforts by the state legislature and Governor Hochul to enhance background checks and establish, quote, sensitive areas where guns cannot be carried?
I do. I think that the state legislature and Hochul have done phenomenal work on this front, very important work, and that we need to be doing this exact work on a federal level. I have mentioned a few times I have 3 boys. My youngest is 8. And I have done school drop-off one day since launching the congressional campaign. The congressional campaign does not lend itself to a school drop-off schedule, but this day happened to be 2 days after Texas. And almost all the way to school, a quiet voice popped up from the back seat. And my 8-year-old said to me, "Mommy, if the shooter comes to my classroom, should I try to hide in the bathroom or climb out the window like the girl in Texas?" We are putting a generation of children through daily trauma. Universal background checks and investment in an effective universal background check system must be a priority. An assault weapon ban must be a priority. There is no place for assault weapons in civilian hands. Comprehensive red flag laws and well-funded systems must be a priority.
Let me ask you a question. Considering some of the Supreme Court rulings, would you expand the size of the Supreme Court?
This is definitely a moment that requires all hands on deck, action from every branch of government. My preference is not to expand the size of the Supreme Court. I think that there's work we can do in terms of term limits, very long term limits, 18-year term limits, age limits. And my concern with expansion of the court is that it becomes a ping pong battle in which we could see expansion of the court under a future Republican administration that could put us in an even wider and scarier swinging of the pendulum. That said, our rights and the future of our children are under threat, and I will do what is necessary to protect those rights.
I got about a minute, but I wanted to ask you, Jamie Chaney, what do you think about the revelations of the January 6th committee?
When I spend time on the ground in this district, what I hear is a deep, deep, deep distrust of government. And we have some real work to do in this way. I think the committee has done a great job of presenting the issues in a way that brings people into the dialogue, doesn't make it legalese, but makes it stories of the day and scary stories. But I think that there's other fronts on which we need to do the work of rebuilding trust as well. I've alluded several times to being a rural voice in the Democratic caucus. And that is because when we have instances like as gas prices rose very late this winter, early this spring, and the party line from the national party says to people, go use public transport or go buy an electric vehicle, that is irrelevant to life here in many areas of the 19th Congressional District. And simply by making those statements and not acknowledging that there are many places in our country and in this district specifically where there is simply no public transit system, where the means to buy an electric car are far beyond that of any family, let alone any kind of meaningful network of chargers across the 19th Congressional District, it furthers the idea that our leadership is removed and does not either care or know about what day-to-day life is like in our smaller towns. And I think we need to bring back that understanding and that credibility. And very specifically, we do it by bringing someone who knows what it is like to live in, to run a small business in a smaller town in a rural area in the 19th Congressional District. And we use that to build on some of the very good policy initiatives we've seen come out of our Democratic leadership and make sure that they are being messaged and deployed in a way that impacts lives in these smaller communities.
Jamie Chaney, a Democrat running for Congress in New York's beautiful 19th district. Jamie, I want to thank you personally for giving us all of this time. Much appreciated.
Alan, it's been wonderful to be with you today, and thank you to all of the listeners for taking a moment to share with us.
Great.